All right, the 2019 Steve Harvey Sand and Soul Festival is going down October 10th through the 14th. Where, Steve? Tell them.
In hot, splendid Punta Cana, Dominican of the Republic.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, events include party at C-Day Cruise, okay? Showtime
at
the Apollo.
That's a party during the daytime on the boat, Shelly.
Yeah.
Ain't no money.
Showtime
don't
at
need
the
cash. Mm-mm. Showtime at the Apollo where they boo.
Where they boo. You can't see, they gonna boo you.
They gonna boo.
A foam pool party.
Never Ooh. Been.
Love that.
Oh, Absolutely. We kicked it. We had fun.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
We had a good time. We yes. did. Come on, Junior, tell us about the comedy show.
The comedy show?
Yeah, the comedy
the
show.
The one where we cracking sides in there. Uh-huh. On there's Jay, Tony Roberts, and myself will be doing the Tears of Joy comedy show. Where at, Unc?
In Hart, Punta Cana.
Yeah. Hot Punta Cana, all you can eat. Drink for free, 24-hour room service, limitless resort credits, and a 24-hour casino where you can see Steve Harvey all day. And where?
In hot Punta Cana.
Over 1,000 rooms sold already. This event, I'm telling you people, this event will sell out.
Yeah,
reserve your room now. Go
Great
to Steve
Father's
Harvey.
Day gift.
Yeah, go to steveharveysandandsoul.com or you can call 800-684-2825. We will see you in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
No,
every
it's
day.
Not Punta Cana. It's hot. Super hot Punta Cana.
That's how you
say Dominican Republic. Jay, shut up if you're not coming.
I'm coming. I'll be there, but I just want to
you
say
hopefully you'll be there this year because you promised last year and you didn't come.
I'll be there. I'll be there. Every daddy wants some hot Punta Cana for Father's Day.
October 10th through the 14th, it is going down, baby. Sand and Soul, Steve Harvey, sandandsoul.com.
Such a deplorable analogy.
800-684-2825. All right, guys, it's time for today's entertainment news and Memorial Day weekend box office report. Well, the movie Aladdin, it stars Will Smith. Man, he's such a superstar. He owns the Memorial Day weekend, doesn't he? I mean, he really does.
He killed it.
Yeah, he took a magic carpet ride at the top of the box office, people. The live-action adaptation of the 1992 animated film earned $112.7 million. Did you hear me? Over the four-day Memorial Day weekend. That easily beat Disney's projection of 75 to 85 million. I would say so. Number two, John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, 31 million. Number three, Avengers Endgame, still in the top three, $22.3 million. So there you go for the weekend.
Nice Will Smith.
Yes, congratulations.
Go ahead, Big Willie. Yeah.
He did a good
He's really
job.
He's smart, man. He's really smart with picking movies.
Uh-huh.
He's really, really good at that, man. I gained total respect for Will Smith when he did Ali.
Oh,
I did not think
Academy Award nomination for
that. He crushed Ali. Mm-hmm. But man, when he did the movie about the concussions in the football world.
I think it was called
Concussions?
Concussion, or, I think it was, yeah.
That, his portrayal of that doctor, amen, that dude can
Spot on, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That dude can act. And for him not to get an Oscar for that, that was a complete injustice.
Yeah. All right, Steve, you're right. We're going to switch gears here and get some headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.